This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Oh, yeah. Wrench Nation is back for another week. Hello, Frankie.
What is happening? You know, this music just makes you want to get down and get funky.
George Thorogood and those Destroyers. They were just in town recently, I think.
Yeah, you know, you could just play this song.
Yeah.
You can actually, you could be the worst poet in the world, and you can sing and say something right here, and all the people will gather around.
So you get a freestyle for us here?
We got a little car care love for you, baby.
Wrench Nation is your source for all kinds of questions. If something's wrong with your car, maybe you got the smelly air conditioner or the I think you got some, you have some new sound effects.
We got new sound effects.
Hold on. I set it up on this line. There's a whole bunch of automotive things down here.
Like right.
Push number 11.
So we're going to test right
push
now.
Push 11. Okay, so that could be like a creaky door. Okay, what's next?
Oh, that.
Or maybe your oil's dripping?
Oh, that sounds like something else. But go all ahead.
Right. Oh, tire's deflating.
Wow.
Yeah. What else you got?
Sound like a bad date.
Okay. Ah. Oh, you're backing up?
That'd be good for Hong Kong Greg when he calls
okay.
in.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, next one.
Next one.
There's another one.
Wow.
Oh, you got grinding the gears.
Yes. You know what? We got sound effects. Look at us. The show is growing. I think we're show number 25. We thank our YouTube
viewers. It's our silver anniversary.
Silver, man. Look at us go.
Oh, and what did you get me?
Car Care Hootenannies. And you guys know we appreciate you stopping by and listening.
Oh, yeah, and everybody on YouTube.
Yeah, let's get some clapping boing.
Hey, no, clapping's over on the end. Number
look
10.
At. All right.
There you go.
That's right.
You'll get used to them.
You know, we're a newer show, yep. And so as we grow, we'll bring you guys all of our little growth moments. I guess this is the Silver Show, Wrench Nation, Car Care, empowering your car care, all things automotive. You guys know that you can call in 480-655-8870, rock and roll.
Yeah, and today, if you text Wrench,
big
that
time.
Same number, text huh? Wrench to 480. Huh?
Oh. Now,
hold on. We gotta get some the fanfare one.
Fanfare.
No, that's the next line.
Next one
down. Next one down now. Right there. All right, how about this one? All right, here we go.
All right, so.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you call, no, not call, but if you text 480-655-8870, text the word wrench, you will join the wrench posse.
All right, so what we're going to say, we're going to slow this down here on the Wrench Nation uh-huh. Car Care Show. We're going to, this is serious, people. We have a $50
yes.
Macy's gift card. We want, our goal this hour
yep.
is to have you text Wrench, WRENCH, to 480-655-8870. At the end of the show, we're going to pull a random winner for this $50 gift card.
We will call you back if you're the winner, all right? All you have to do is text Wrench to 480-655-8870. You're going to be a new member of the Wrench Posse.
Right. In today's show, we're talking about warranties, people. You get your car fixed. Perhaps there was body work. Perhaps there was mechanical work. And the question is, okay, what happens 2 months later if something fails during that repair? We're going to talk about what things could be covered, how you can arm yourself up. What do I need to do right up front before I even sign on the dotted line? And, you know, this is a tool to find a mechanic. One of the things that you're going to do is find out what their warranty is before you even get there.
I have a question.
Yes,
well, I know the answer now.
Right.
But this is the question that a lot of people might have. Let's say I'm in a car dealer.
All right.
And I am buying a used car. But the used car had a 7-year, 70,000-mile warranty on something.
Right.
But the used car has only 36,000 miles, and it's only been in use for 3 years.
That
warranty still exists?
It does. It carries over.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. Now, that's more on the new car, used car, actually used car purchase side.
Right.
Today's show, we're really talking about the mechanical warranty. You get a repair done, you pay X amount of dollars.
Yep.
What should I expect from that warranty? And how can I arm myself up to protect myself, people? So that's today, Wrench Nation. We're talking warranties. You can give us a call always with your car questions, brake squeaking, AC's just not getting it done in this 100,000 degree weather, 480-655-8870. We're always going to gift you guys. We got a
And we have a car care quiz today.
We got a car care
quiz. And we have other gift cards for that, including Red Lobster.
We got it, baby.
We got Red Lobster. We got Babies R Us. We got Elite Restaurants where you get a membership, which gets you buy one, get one at restaurants all over town.
That's right.
All right. So we've got those gift cards available for you if you would like to take the car care quiz a little later today. All right. 480-655-8870. Again, for the $50 gift card we're going to give away before the end of the show, text the word wrench to 480-655-8870, $50 at Macy's. You'll become a Wrench Posse member, and we're going to pick a winner by the end of the show. Already getting a few texts in today.
It's really simple, and we mean business, people. So, Steve, I heard you earlier. You're headed up north to Flagstaff.
I am going to Flagstaff.
Cool off?
Yeah, actually, high school football starts this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Love high school football.
And there's the Cullenberger Classic up in Flagstaff that kicks it off. And we've partnered this year with the AIA.
Right.
And now all of the high school football games that are on radio are right here on the Pulse.
Isn't that awesome?
We're even splitting it off where we'll do two games a week, and we're going to split the two stations, 88.7 and 90.7. East Valley game on 90.7 and the rest of the Valley on 88.7. And the students are going to do some of the play-by-play and stuff like that. So
that
it's going to be incredible. Of course, Dave Judae, our sports guy, who you know very well.
I know he listens to the show.
Yes, he does.
You rock, Mr. Judae.
All right.
And I got to tell you one thing about high school sports, period.
Yep.
I'll put an emphasis on football. Man, that's some business right there. You look at the eye of the tiger at that age group, there is some hunger. I mean, there is such a level of competition. It is amazing. And you got to admire that. So I got to tell you, this Saturday, I have an announcement before we get to our shout-outs. This Saturday, people, this is our fifth year down at the garage, Desert Car Care Chandler and Dobson. Steve?
Yep.
As a way, I got to let the whole...
Oh, wait, I know about this.
Right. If you're a school teacher, if you're a home teacher...
Yes.
Every year for the past 5 years, we simply give you a free oil change on Saturday.
Wow.
This Saturday... From 8 to noon, we open up. So if you're a teacher, stop by. It's first come, first serve. However, you want to hear the greatest part of this news?
Okay.
This dude is exciting. I get excited. We got the Hungry Monk food truck. They're going to feed us.
Hungry Monk food truck.
We've got Ray Rodriguez, 110 Entertainment. He's going to come out there and mix up some music for us.
Oh, you do the record scratch thing.
Right. Bam.
There you go.
This is a teacher-palooza. It's a way for us to really just genuinely give our gratitude. You know, teachers are stressed out this time of year. They're going back into school.
Oh, you bet. I've been in 2.5 weeks. It's crazy already.
It's the beginning of
the
year, right? No, of course. Kids are great. So stop by the garage if you can. Now, listen, if you can't make it, stop by and get a voucher because guess what, people? We're vouchering the free oil change for teachers all the way through October 31st. We want to try to get as many. We average about 300 of these free oil changes. So I think that's some excitement. Yes.
Yeah. We've been getting text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. We're going to give away a $50 Macy's gift card before the end of the show. I got some people texting, don't put a hashtag in front of it, okay? No hashtag.
No hashtag.
A nice person said hashtag wrench. They said they love the show, but text again, wrench.
Right.
Because if you don't, you won't get into the wrench posse if you put a hashtag in front of it.
That's right.
So
that's
text wrench to 480-655-8870. We're going to do some shout outs.
Yeah, let's get some shout outs. Well, all right, people.
We got to get the shout out music going.
Well,
all right, here we go. Let's do some shout outs.
Well, all right, people. We talked about it last show. This is not a joke, people. You have the opportunity with the Neighborhood Automotive Repair Professionals, NARPRO.com.
Uh-huh.
Free brake inspection, and they have partnered up with their vendors, free brake pads. This is not a joke. This is Brake Safety Awareness Month. Turn that music down. People need to know.
They will give you free brake pads.
Listen to this. Okay. NARPRO, Neighborhood Automotive Repair Professionals, they are rock star automotive garages doing right by their community. ASE certified, award-winning throughout the valley. If you think you need brakes, you stop by the garage in that community, NARPRO.com. You'll get a free brake inspection. And you know what? They'll tell you if you don't need brakes, perhaps a little brake dust, need some cleaning. You don't need brakes, you don't. But if you do, here is the deal. Free brake pads. You pay labor. And of course, if there's any other parts regarding brakes, of course, you got to pay that. So people, take advantage of that. Once again, NARPRO.com, NARPRO.com. We got one more shout out. We talked about it last week. Look, many of us, we talked about the owner's manual. Oh, I don't know where it's at, Frank. You keep preaching about the owner's manual. Well, you guys need to get with the Car Care Council. They're a nonprofit organization nationally, and that is carcare.org. And you get on that website, and it is absolutely user-friendly. Before you even get to a mechanic, you get on that website, carcare.org. You can pipe in, chime in your vehicle. You can find out all the information about your vehicle, maintenance needs, specifications, carcare.org. That is the shout-outs for today.
All right, more Wrench Nation coming up next. 480-655-8870 is the phone number. If you'd like to ask any questions, play the Car Care quiz. And, of course, if you want to win that $50 gift card to Macy's, you got to text the word wrench right now to 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. We're going to pick a winner before the end of the show that texts wrench to 480-655-8870 and becomes a member of the Wrench Posse, all right? Let's pump it up. Some Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
On the pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870. Car Talk. Car Culture. Car Tips. Car Music. All that is car.
Ah, yeah, Wrench Nation continues here on 88.7 The Pulse. Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
listen, if you're listening, people, you're on the side of it. Just pull over, crank it up.
Bang your head.
That's it. You know, look, I always believe that sometimes we get in our cars, and, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. It gets us to where we got to go. But, man, we got to love our cars, crank the music, and enjoy it, and that's what it's all
I
about.
I do. You know, I'm that kind of person that sings in the car.
Yeah.
I'm, like, punching my ceiling and moving my hands. My hands are moving like I'm a conductor in an orchestra.
That's it, man. Yeah. Get excited. So,
anyway, this is Wrench Nation. 480-655-8870 is the phone number. We need somebody to play the Car Care quiz with us.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. We got giveaways.
We got dinner at Red Lobster for you.
Oh,
all right. 480-655-8870. Or you can take the Babies R Us card, or you can take a free membership worth $100 to the Elite Restaurants. Now, before we talk about today's topic, I have to show you a picture I found today.
Wait a minute. Let's do it. Let's see the picture.
All right, this is when I was 18 years old.
All right.
Okay. And this is with, well, you know who it's with. Look, it's Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Man, you rock.
Remember when he used to come to town?
That's you?
That's me.
Oh, man, you look like the dude from, like, you look like a Duran groupie.
Yeah, exactly. And this is me. That was 1990.
Wow.
All right. And this is me with the voice of Garfield. Remember Garfield's voice? You know,
like that. Yeah. That's he's the voice still around.
Oh, yeah. His name's on the back.
I wonder what kind of car he drives.
His name was Lorenzo Music.
You need to put that up, man.
May 1990.
Wow. Look at you. You're a rock star.
Chihuahua.
That is just incredible.
I was in the radio then, too. Actually, October 22nd will be my 30th year in radio.
See, you may have just started a tradition, brother. I may have to bring in some old pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got to get some old pictures.
Well, here we are, Wrench Nation. You guys know you can call in with your car care problems, your smelly AC, your belt squeaking. Maybe you got a bumpy ride. It feels like an old mattress when you're driving.
Yeah, or if you're buying a car and you want to know some information, you know, some things you need to ask,
right.
You know, something you're getting off Craigslist or something like that. We want to help you with that, 480-655-8870. He's the car care expert. I just run the board, but I'm learning.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've come a long way. We
it
know
won't be
this.
Long.
Yes, brother,
by the time
we
retire from this in 2052.
So I had several emails.
Yeah.
The past month been a little goofy. I've had a couple of cars come down into the garage where work was performed elsewhere, and they wanted us to look at the same type of repair. And, you know, we always say, well, you know, take it back to where you originally got it repaired. And as you guys are listening, you know, look, no matter what you may feel awkward. You got a repair done at a particular shop, a particular garage, and things have not worked out there with that repair. The immediate thing right out of the gate is head back over to that garage. Now, if there was some violent episode where you just, man, I just cannot go back to that garage, then certainly get a second opinion. But this month has been interesting because I've had several calls where folks were like, oh no, Frank, you don't understand. I don't want to go back. So we start talking about the process and what happened. And without knocking any other garage or mechanics out there, sometimes it's just an honest mistake that wasn't caught, right? Sometimes we can go too fast with these repairs. A lot of these repairs are precision-like. It's like surgery, and you got to slow it down, and sometimes there's an honest mistake. Sometimes it was just sheer outright negligence, and that's just not kosher. That's not cool at all, people. So when you get a warranty for your vehicle, parts and labor both should be covered. Most of your solid, reputable shops and garages, they're going to give you a parts and labor warranty. Now, here it is.
Okay.
You come in.
Right.
Let's say you get your thermostat replaced.
Okay.
Car was overheating.
Right.
You got a little coolant, teeth cleaning coolant service. And you know what? Let's get a couple of radiator hoses. You've got about a $300 to $400 repair bill. You're happy it's fixed. You're feeling comfortable, prepped and primed for the summer. You go in and pay, and you're signing invoice as you're paying, you're receiving the vehicle.
Sure.
That is the time when, as a consumer, you say, okay, stop the presses. What is covered, right? And more importantly, when is it not covered?
Okay.
So if you were to go in and have those repairs and something else on the engine failed, causing failure to those parts, typically not covered.
That's not going to be covered.
Now,
right.
In my garage, I tell you what, we're looking to keep the peace. I mean, very few people will take advantage of you, although there are a few yahoos that may do that.
Sure.
But we're looking to keep the peace. That's the bottom line. So what I'm telling folks now is they need to ask right out of the gate, what if this happens? In other words, if I have another system to the vehicle, would this cause my warranty to be void if another system fails? So I go in, I get lung work. I go to the doctor, I get lung work.
All right, you're putting this in layman's terms.
I am.
All
so the doctor says to me, hey, stop drinking and smoking. And I say, okay. So I, instead of stopping, I smoke 5 cigarettes a day.
Okay.
I come back 5 years and I say, hey, doc, there's a problem with my lungs.
And the doctor says? The
doctor says that lung didn't fail on its own.
Right.
Right? And that's the key, people. I want everybody to understand something. It doesn't have to be rocket science. Do that prosumership. I call it prosumership. I don't want you guys to be consumers. You guys need to be professional consumers, prosumers. Always find out what would cause my warranty to not be covered. And traditionally, you'll get at least a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. And I will say, most reputable garages are going way beyond that, which is awesome for the consumer. You know, you go in and you spend some money on a repair. Now you're getting a 2-year. A lot of garages say
3-year, yep.
Which is awesome because guess why, people? If you're buying quality, right? Now, if you go in with your car and you said, hey, man, I don't want to spend premium. I'm going to trade this thing in 3 months. You may get a low-grade quality part just to get you maybe 6 months. You're not going to get a whole whammy of a warranty. And that's fine. Made up the need of your vehicle to the expense. Remember that. You don't want to overspend on something. Look, it's like I go to Best Buy. I don't knock Best Buy. But, you know, any store you go to that you buy an electronic device, they say, hey, you need warranty. Buy the warranty.
Right, they want you to buy the warranty. Now, well, you know why, though?
Well, it's a big profit center.
It's a profit center because most people will never use that warranty.
No, but that's okay. What I'm saying is now I'm asking myself a very important question.
Yes.
What am I going to use this device for?
Okay.
And am I going to be onto this device a year later?
Okay, let me tell you what I did with the warranty at Best Buy.
All right.
Okay. Because I would never buy these warranties, and I bought a laptop, which at the time cost me somewhere around $1,000, $1,100.
Okay.
And I sat there, and they said, your warranty is for 2 years is this much, or 3 years, like $350.
Sure.
And I sat there and said, okay, so I'm purchasing, it's about a third of the price of the laptop. And I'm going, I use this for DJing. It's probably going to get bumped around a lot. It's going to move around a lot.
There you go.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Sure enough, I bought the 3-year. About a month before the 3-year, the darn thing died on me.
All right, so you just said it right
there. I took it in.
Right.
They replaced it free with the newer model because the older model didn't even exist.
It worked for you. But the thing you asked yourself, and this is the same thing with car repair and car service.
Yep.
How long am I going to keep this car?
Sure.
Now, if this car is 60,000 miles, it is a Dodge Caravan or perhaps a Toyota Sienna. It hauls my children. It gets me reliably where I need to go. It's a keeper. I want premium, and I want premium now because I want peace of mind. So I need people to understand why am I keeping this vehicle? Is it going to serve, right? What's the intent?
Right.
Because that's going to later size your budget up and allow you to make the right decisions.
Well,
so
I've been
warranty.
Getting those letters. I mean, you're talking about
that's
a shop.
Different.
Right, that's
right,
a whole different thing.
Extended warranties are different.
Right.
We're going to do
you're
another.
You're talking about warranties. You go in, you have a repair done, And they're going to warranty it usually for a certain time and a certain number of miles for that particular system.
Right.
Okay.
Now I got one more tip. And remember, guys, 480-655.
Oh, yeah. We need to get somebody on the phone right now who wants to go to Red Lobster for dinner one night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay? Yeah.
Free Red Lobster card or Babies R Us. So one way or the other.
We got a car quiz, people. Come on.
All right. We need somebody to play. Call now. 480-655-8870. We need somebody now.
You guys call in and we'll rock it. It's awesome. And, you know, with warranties, it's really important that the one thing that a lot of garages see that would completely violate the warranty, and this is a hardcore stipulation, understand it exists. It is most of these parts and labor warranties. The one tip I can tell you, you cannot, if you've got a problem with a repair and you go elsewhere, and don't return to the original garage and elsewhere attempts to repair what the original garage may have goofed up on, you voided the warranty. Now, why is that? Well, most reputable garages, if there's a problem, they're going to be accountable. They need to see the car.
Yeah.
Most reputable garages will also have some sort of national warranty. Because if I'm in Sedona and I got it repaired in Gilbert, you know, I can't be driving down to see Frank and, you know, so I'm going to call Frank, and Frank is going to take care of that.
Sure.
There's a nationwide warranty. But when you start mixing other garages into that existing warranty, that's a complete void because then it turns into it's chaos. Nobody knows what happened and so on. So remember that, people. If you got a warranty, go back to the original garage for the repairs and have them check that out. We got a car quiz. We got gifts.
Okay, let's start with me playing the car quiz.
Well, we need to get a little car quiz music up.
Well, you got
here.
The music on the bottom
now. I got the concept.
Oh, you know what? I should play. I should probably play the music.
All right, this is going to be simple.
I should probably play the music because you got to play the buzzer and everything else.
Well, let's see what we got. I'm trying to learn how to radio multitask, people. Let me find
All right, we do need some people to call in and play the car care quiz right now, 480-655-8870. You call in and you get on, you are going to win this $25 gift card to either Red Lobster or Babies R Us, all right? Plus, we're going to give away the other gift card, Macy's, later. We'll talk about that again in a few minutes. So we need somebody to call now and play with us, 480-655-8870. The paper fell down here in front of me. The paper fell down. We're looking for the car care quiz. You got it there, or that's not this one? All right.
I'm looking for the quiz, but I got to tell you, we're talking about the warranties, guys, and we're going to hold off real quick till I find my notes on this car quiz.
Okay, we can take a break and come back.
Yeah, let's get it together.
Okay.
We'll come back, people, for your gifts, your giveaways. Text WRENCH, W-R-E-N-C-H. We got a $50 Macy's gift card. You can't use emojis. We love the love. We appreciate it.
Same phone number, 480-655-8870. Text WRENCH right now. Become a member of the WRENCH Posse, and you can win that $50 gift card at the end of the show on The Pulse.
WRENCH Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Oh, yeah. WRENCH Nation continues here on 88.7 The Pulse. Remember, text the word WRENCH right now to 480-655-8870. In about 25 minutes, we're going to give away a $50 Macy's gift card, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
480-655-8870. Text the word WRENCH. Become a member of the WRENCH Posse, and then you will be entered. And at the end of the show today, we are going to call somebody and give away that gift card. Then, if you want to play the car care quiz, which I'm going to play right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, with you. If you want to play that, we've got a Red Lobster gift card or a Babies R Us gift card or an Elite Restaurants membership. The number, call, don't text this time, 480-655-8870. Call right now, play that game, and win that card, 480-655-8870.
Yeah, all right. That's all right. What we're talking about. You know, this car quiz is not difficult, and I've got a fresh one, spanking fresh new. And we are getting ready, you and I. And remember, people, you can always call in with your car care questions.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Always call in with any questions. That's what we're here for.
480-655-8870. It's on your radio if you have any of that.
Yes, you guys know that number, definitely. And if you're driving, pull over. Let's be safe. But we are ready. I think, Steve, we need to quiz you 2025
together. I got the music. You got the buzzers.
That's where we go.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be simple now. Are you ready? Let's get a little game show music action.
Okay.
All right, so in 1971, Gandhi, the former prime minister of India at that time, he wanted to commission a people's car.
Okay.
Which car was it?
Oh.
Was that the Volkswagen, Nissan, or Suzuki?
I'm going to go Volkswagen was German, Nissan, and the other one are Japanese. I'm going to go with the German one. I'm going to go with the Volkswagen.
Oh, my. Sorry. You know, it's one of those things. Gandhi was into the Suzuki. The Suzuki actually became like that the people's car of India.
Right.
So there you are.
Next question.
Next question, people. Are you ready? Here we go. The most expensive car ever sold at a public auction was a 1954 Mercedes-Benz W196R Formula One. It was just an amazing ride. How much do you think, Steve, that ride was sold for? This
Multiple
is the
choice,
most expensive.
Right.
Was it $2
million? Okay.
Was it $185,000?
Uh-uh.
Or was it $30 million?
Oh, $30 million without question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wait a minute? Can you believe that, man? $30 million.
I suppose. I mean, there's cars that go for $2 million.
It was sold at the
Bonhams
auction. So I got one more.
All right, one more.
Here we are in the year 1916, going way back 100 years or so. 55% of the cars were Model T. Was that true or false?
55%. What year?
1916.
I'm going to say that's false.
Oh.
50?
No.
Really?
Man, Ford was killing it. He had close
to 60. I thought maybe by then, though.
Everybody on the block had a Model T.
Oh,
So there's your game. There's your game show quiz.
I don't get any free gift cards.
Well, it's okay. You're all right, man.
Yeah.
You get the love. It's 25 shows with you, man. You've come a long way.
Oh, guess who's on the phone?
All the way
from Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong Greg.
Oh, my goodness. We got no... Oh, I can't even speak. We got Hong Kong Greg on the line.
Hello, Greg.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good evening.
It's morning here. It's afternoon there. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. It's 7:41 in the morning here.
Oh, wow. What's the weather like in China today?
Oh, it's going to be about 92 degrees and about 70% humidity.
Yeah, we've been there. Believe me, we've been there lately.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. Yeah,
the weather's clear and the air quality is good today, so everything is cool, man.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. You know what? I got a question, though.
Yeah, and the cars are rolling down the road here. Thousands and thousands.
Are you suggesting... We need a Wrench Nation garage in Hong Kong. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Well, and Hong Kong, there is actually a lot of English speaking people in Hong Kong, so it worked out. In China, there's not a lot of English speaking. So
right.
Well, just listen. We recently had some news. You know, Tesla, an amazing company, lots of technology going on. It's almost like a revolution. In fact. They say the next 10 years will be the equivalent of the last 50 years of technology change to the automotive industry. Tesla recently had an issue there in China. Hong Kong, Greg, tell us, have you heard the news about Tesla's crash? I guess somebody had bought a Tesla, and he was under the understanding that this Tesla was autopilot. I mean, he could push the button and the car would just...
That's right.
So tell me, is that a what's going on with that?
Well, that was kind of, first off, there's very few Teslas. I saw my first Tesla last week, and I sent you a picture of it.
Oh,
there's
yes, I saw.
Them.
Yeah.
The Chinese are new at driving, and maybe the poor guy thought all autopilot was, it just goes, but it is. So the Chinese government made him...
change the language, right?
The autopilot programming and all the Teslas.
You know what that is? You know, I think it's like anything else. We get technology as consumers, and I know I'm going to goof it up. I'm going to push the wrong button. The car was like designed and perfected and tested with everything, and here comes Frank and Steve and Greg, and we get it wrong. We don't know how to use the technology, and we blame the manufacturer. I think some of that's going on, yeah?
Yeah, well, there's very few. Now, there's quite a few other electric brands, you know, this BYD that is partly owned by Warren Buffett. Those are the big guys in China. China's biggest problem is going to find charging stations to charge the cars up because everybody here lives in a high-rise.
How do you do that?
You can't just plug it into your garage.
You can't plug it in
so
where you, yeah.
That's going to be their biggest challenge is,
big time. But I think the Chinese are so resourceful. They're going to figure that out. I know that...
Oh, no, we lost Hong Kong Greg.
Oh, Hong Kong Greg.
Keep talking. Hey, Bree, try to get him back on the phone, okay?
But Hong Kong Greg was talking about the whole recharging of these electric vehicles. I know that cities like New York, I think Chicago and Detroit, they're sort of testing the grounds for wireless charging. Very new technology.
Right.
So your car, essentially at a traffic stop,
could actually be charging
underneath by the sewer manhole.
Yeah, I did. I've heard about this.
Now, again, recharging does what? We want to fast charge. It heats things up. So, you know, Tesla, Elon Musk is brilliant. They are going to figure it out.
Right.
You know, our industry in general right now, we're preparing for this at a blazing speed because... Listen, Lexus is right now testing here in the desert for their high heat and their dust climates, the Lexus Google autonomous vehicle. That's happening as we speak. So it's coming, people. And Hong Kong Greg, if you're listening, we're going to try to get you back on. But you guys know we give great, great honor and respect for Hong Kong Greg calling in all the way in from China to get us a little bit of the Chinese
and
Chinese
he's already in tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, he's
international dateline. They're in tomorrow, and I think we've got him. We've got him.
Let's get him back.
I think he's back. Greg, are you there? You're there. Good. Okay.
I'm back, and I'm bad. We had a bad connection, you know, and it sounds a lot better now.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm grateful. I mean, for us to pull this off is awesome. And just so you know, Greg, you know, we are just an extreme buku hugs gratitude for you calling in, being able to connect with us. We do find it fascinating. I'm sure a lot of our listeners. And by the way, if we've got listeners that have a question for Hong Kong Greg, again, he's calling out of China. We're talking about some of the car culture. And specifically, we talked about the backlash of what happened with the self-driving mode of Tesla in China. You know, the government said, hey, pull the presses. We're not labeling it this way till we find out and get this corrected. I have a question for you, Hong Kong Greg. You had stated that really in China, it's not about building up massive highways and byways and freeways. What I saw recently was a bus, a public bus on steroids. This bus actually sort of railed itself over traffic. I mean, it was probably, I don't know, 40 feet up in the air, and it sort of drove over traffic.
It's kind of a novelty thing. You know?
Oh, it is. That's what we thought.
We'll do some engineering things just to see if they could do it. they made this bus that straps over the traffic. The traffic in town, traffic here is really dense. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I can imagine.
And of course, there are no rules, so people make U-turns wherever they want to make them. It's
kind of improvised driving.
But it works.
Right. No, I saw the picture of this bus, and it, you know, describing this bus, it was huge. It kind of wrapped over traffic. People were sitting in this bus above traffic, looking down, and I thought, wow, that looks pretty cool. But as you said, I think they were just looking to do some novelty. I don't know how practical, how reliable. I don't know that my mom would get on that bus. You know, it seems alarming.
Well, that would be good in a straight line, but I don't know how they.
What are you doing a turn? You know? And by the way, your roads over there, what are they, like 5 feet wide? I mean, in the mountains, I could.
They're normal size.
Right.
They're a normal size road.
Right, right.
But, you know, there is also a lot of subways here.
So yeah, well, we appreciate you, Hong Kong Greg, for coming on the show. You rock. We appreciate it.
And I saw a nice Maserati Quattroporte yesterday.
I saw that picture.
And I saw a Bentley GT yesterday. So.
Awesome. Well, keep the pictures coming.
Luxury,
we love it.
Luxury's alive in the land of communism here.
That's it. Well, all right. Rock on, Greg. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. We're back with more Wrench Nation. Your calls 240-655-8870. Don't worry, or don't forget, you have about 13 minutes left to text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. We're going to give somebody who texts between now and 5 o'clock a $50 gift card to Macy's. All you have to do is join the Wrench Posse. Text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. Now I'm going to play some China music. China Girl, David Bowie. Remember that
one? Yeah. If you're listening, take it back with a little David Bowie.
Yeah. On 88.7 The Pulse, Wrench Nation continues next.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Always having a good time here on Wrench Nation. Wrench Nation on Facebook, wrenchnation.tv. Check out the YouTube videos. And, of course, we want you to call anytime with any questions you have, whether it be today or any other day. You can always reach out on Wrench Nation on Facebook and ask your question, and Frank will get back to you. Right, Frank?
That's it. We're a community, people. We want to make sure that you guys are taken care of, all your car care needs. And remember, if you're not here local in Arizona, maybe you're listening in California or New York, we got a great network of awesome guys and gals to take care of you. So I wanted to recap this warranty. I want to just kind of bullet point.
Yep.
I know we've got Mr. Buckley lined up this segment here. I want folks to understand something. You can use, if you said to yourself, hey, how do I find a good mechanic? Well, we can talk about many points, but one of those points is when you visit a potential mechanic, ask him up front, what is your warranty policy?
Okay.
All right. So part of getting to know a mechanic or a local garage is to ask that vital question. And you want to make sure that, yes, go ahead.
Well,
Steven,
let me clarify.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask about his warranty policy.
Right.
Now, there's probably going to be a warranty on the parts already from the manufacturer of the parts.
Yeah.
Okay. But then the whole thing is like, you know, what is the mechanic warranting outside of that warranty?
Well, first off, the automotive garage.
Right.
And you know, we're talking body shops too, by the way.
Sure.
Collision work and stuff. I want folks to just get into that frame of mind to check the warranty work before the work is actually done.
Right.
Or check the warranty policy before it's actually done. So look, manufacturers have a set guideline.
Right.
A lot of them are a year. But listen, most garages, these reputable garages and collision shops, there's going to be a level of insurance that they're buying into a national coverage beyond that. So if you break down, there's towing coverage. There's battery jump out coverage.
Oh, I see.
So now you're getting a package.
Sure.
What does that mean to you? It's a peace of mind. So if
yes,
you've gotten your water pump done and you break down, you know, 1,000 miles away from the garage,
yeah,
you would call that garage, say, hey, listen, I'm having this problem. The garage will make sure that that's actually what is going on. You'll go to one of the affiliated garages. In this case, I'll mention Napa. Napa does an amazing job nationally.
Okay.
And in fact, I'll also mention new car dealerships.
Okay.
Right? That is a national.
Sure.
So if you get your work done at Earnhardt and there's a problem, you're connected within that network. And I
right,
just want folks to understand you deserve that type of service, because a lot of us, we're not local, man. We travel. We got, you know, road trip season.
Absolutely.
Vacation.
Yep.
So I want folks to know, read the warranty before you authorize repairs. You also need to consider the reputation. Look, the bottom line is if you got some sketchy action going on, you can get on to Google reviews. It'll never be perfect. But as long as the garage or company is communicating, dealership is communicating, no one is perfect. So you want to size up that reputation of the company. And the last thing, one of the things, because we're going to hopefully have Buckley on here, he's going to contribute some of the tips as well. You definitely don't expect the provider to always have the warranty on file. Save the receipt. Now, most reputable garages, new car dealers, aftermarket,
they have them in their records
already.
They
have it, but I just want folks to get into saving documents.
Right.
You get so important because
sure,
you never know.
But you're going to come into most shops. They're going to have your phone number or whatever, or your last name. They're going to look it up. Every record that you've ever done there is going to be there.
Right. And the other, right, I want to just say one more thing because this is really
yep,
powerful. Look, you're investing in repairs. One of the tips that you can, this is huge actually. Steve, you have a car, you have a repair, and you've done, it was an expensive repair, and
yeah,
in 6 months you sell it. Is the warranty transferable to the new buyer?
Now, that's, I'm going to say no on this case.
Well, not always the case, but it
okay,
is a question. In our garage, we do. I don't okay, care who owns it. If it's under a, we did a 25-month, 25,000-mile
wow,
parts and labor.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
We're actually working for 2017. We're going to go 3 or 36,
okay,
okay, 1,000. The fact is, I want to know as a consumer, hey, Frank, is this thing, if I sell it to my cousin,
right,
is it covered? And I can't speak for the whole spectrum. It's
right,
not a standard.
Right.
But most garages are going to work in this arena because guess what they want?
The customer.
They want a client. They
sure
want
they
a customer.
Do.
They're going to
sure
keep
they
it
do,
happy.
They
yeah,
want to show that customer
that,
right, that they're there, that they're there to back up their work no matter
right,
who owned it.
That's right.
And you come in there, you can trust them. That's what they want to show you.
Absolutely.
Well, let's bring in Greg Buckley. Oh, hold on. I don't got I haven't got my music
oh,
ready.
Oh, wait. No, Greg does not deserve any less. We need to set Greg up.
Well, you got
to
get the let's really get Greg set up because soon he's coming to town and we got to get the music and we got to get the blowhorn here. All right, hold on. You're gonna get the TikTok. I'm gonna get the music. This is almost perfect. We need a little more TikTok. A little more TikTok. Okay, TikTok.
Look at us.
Oh, on the phone. On the phone. The Blue Hen of Delaware.
Greg Buckley. What is going on, guys? How's everybody doing?
Hey, I tell you what, Greg, I don't care if it took us 5 minutes of dead air, we are going to set your segment up. Mr. Oh, yeah. Buckley.
We got to have our Blue Hen music.
That's right.
The Blue Hen, there you go.
There you go.
Well, right now, I'm coming from you live from Charm City.
Ah.
Charms. What's Charm City?
Ah, see, there's the question.
Yeah. Wait, I know why. Hey, wait. City. That's the South Bronx, isn't it?
Almost the South Bronx. That's south of the South Bronx.
Oh. Trenton, New Jersey.
Live from Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Live from Baltimore.
Right.
Well, all right, man. We can dig that, man.
We're coming from the land of crab cakes today.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I want to introduce our regular show contributor. We have Greg Buckley. Buckley's Car Care out of Wilmington, Delaware. You people, if you have anybody in the neighborhood of Wilmington, check out Mr. Buckley. And Greg, we are talking about mechanical repair warranty. Oh, my goodness. What a topic. And let me ask you, have you seen anything come by in the garage where, I wish they wouldn't have done that because now they voided the warranty?
I haven't seen anything lately.
All right.
But some examples where, people have messed up is where they've modified over top of a repair.
Right.
And that would void a warranty right out of the gate, especially if you buy a new car and then you go ahead and put your mods on there. You really do run the risk of voiding any kind of warranty that a manufacturer or other than manufacturer will offer you.
Right.
There's a lot.
But in terms of car repair, I came into your garage. I got a water pump done. You give me a rock solid parts and labor warranty. I go out and drive it, and someone started tinkering and modified the water pump repair. Is that a game changer for your warranty?
Technically it is.
Right.
And we say that technically because listening to you just a little bit earlier that, there are, we definitely would fight for the warranty with the warranty company help eliminate any kind of issue.
Right.
But if it's a blatant situation where you've made modifications, sometimes, especially if you've damaged the part that needs to go back that's under warranty, it's not going to happen. You're that's where you run the risk at.
Right.
Typically, if you're going to tinker, just be aware that you're running a risk of not being able to have a warranty, especially a lot of people come with diesels. They want to increase horsepower. They chip up their vehicle.
Right.
That right then and there is going to void a lot because you're over-amplifying the original ability of that engine. Let's say that. So, the manufacturer has the right to void it.
Right. Greg, those are good points when you buy a new vehicle. And I always say you can get down to your local garage and they can kind of do a little review of the fine print of what that's about. But specifically on today's show, we're talking about if you get an automotive garage and they perform repairs just in general, way out of factory warranty, and you receive a warranty from the garage, what would void that warranty with the garage repairs that were done? So for example, if I got a water pump in your garage and you gave me, let's say, a 2-year warranty and I didn't get my oil change for 12,000 mile laps and it caused some funny business to temperatures in my vehicle, caused some engine knocking and affected my water pump, is that something would have been covered on your parts and labor warranty?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's use an oil filter for a situation.
Right.
All right. So you come in for an oil change and you purposely go over 16,000 miles on the oil change. All right. Can you blame the oil filter or should it last longer? No, it's not made to last that long. It's not made to perform under those extreme situations.
Right.
Therefore, voiding a warranty or, having compensation back is going to be null and void.
Right.
You can't make changes on your own.
Right.
And you shouldn't.
Well, some people get into a situation. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can't modify. That's the key. Right.
And I think, a lot of people look for, when they error, they'll look for any kind of way to go, oops, I made a mistake, can you help me out?
Right.
And we can try all we want, but I think, you know, as a service provider, I want to see you taken care of. I don't want to see you pay anymore.
Right. Right.
On the other hand, there are some things that we're just not going to win the war.
You That's
know,
right.
If it's a legitimate break where we applied, we did a CV shaft that came in, and unfortunately the CV shaft broke while you were out of state, or, you know, it could have been, I put it here in Delaware and it failed in Arizona.
Right.
You know, you have a warranty underneath of that that says, all right, we're going to cover the parts, the warranty, the labor, everything. We want
right.
you taken care of.
Right.
So, you know, it's
one of the things that we do. Yeah. And I think you do the same. I think many garages across the country, they'll do a courtesy recheck of work performed. Mm-hmm. That's peace of mind. So if you get a repair done, Steve,
yep.
let's say the clutch was replaced on your Jeep.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to invite you back every like 4 or 5 months, typically doing an oil service.
Sure.
And with that, we're going to do a courtesy reinspection of our work.
Right.
You've got sort of these interim peace of mind. We're building our relationship.
Right.
And if I truly find that there's a defect, we're going to honor that before it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Sure. So,
and that's awesome. Because
so that
gives you the peace of mind and the confidence you need.
That's right. So it's really important. Yeah. That, you know, that's another thing that one could ask for. So, Greg, you rock. You sound a little tired, man. We're going to have more excitement next time.
I just got back from class.
I know. You've been working hard, man.
You're doing a sports talk show, Greg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know. Sports Talk 1604 right here back at the shop. We are really set. We're going to go Eagles.
Eagles. Eagles are so bad.
Uh-oh.
You're talking about the worst team in the NFC.
Don't go there yet.
We'll
see.
Yeah, look,
you know,
I'll take the Cardinals this year.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know you're going to get some problems with the Cardinals. Hey, thanks for getting on the show. We look forward to seeing you again
next
time.
We'll talk to you next time, man. All right, it's Reds Nation. Now, hold on. Before we do the wild and wacky news on wheels, we got to call our winner.
That's we do. The
$50. Right now, $50 gift card. I'm going to randomly select. Here's what happened all day. And you can, by the way, you still can get in on winning prizes for next week. All
That's
you have
right.
to do is text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. You'll get, you'll be a member of the Wrench Posse.
That's right. Lots
right.
of value.
All right. Now it's Phil here while I dial my number.
All right. So this is the $50 Macy's gift card. So we're going to give you a call. You guys have texted the wrench. We so appreciate you guys. Love the emojis. Remember, you can't use the emojis.
Right, yeah, or the hashtag.
Or the hashtags. It's just got to be W-R-E-N-C-H. So we're going to call our winner. Let's see if he answers.
There you go. After you initially text wrench, then you can use the emojis and the hashtag.
Right.
Hey, who's this?
This is Amy. How are you?
Amy.
Oh, my goodness! We got a winner over here.
Amy. Chicken dinner.
Pretty close. Or Macy's dinner, at least. They
That's
don't have
right.
food, but, you know, you can buy some clothes or something.
We thank you for texting that wrench, and you got the $50 gift card. What are you going to do with the $50 gift card?
I'm going to buy me some new shoes.
All right.
Hey, Amy. That's your name, right? Amy?
Yes.
Okay, Amy. So where do you live? What part of the valley?
Queen Creek.
And if I may ask, how old are you?
25.
25 years old. All right.
All right.
How did you how did you find Wrench Nation? What do you think about it?
I know Frank.
Oh, you know Frank.
Oh, Mike, we're going to have to give another one.
Amy,
G wanted the card. G, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well,
all right. Well,
chance
all right.
is chance. All right.
That's it. Amy, you rock. We appreciate it.
Congratulations,
you got
Amy.
It.
Thank you for listening to the show. All right, we're going to put you on hold a second, and Bree will get all your information. We got to do this before we go.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Well, all right, talk about a crappy commute, people. We've got a situation in Russia. Sewage truck bursts and blows up a bunch of poop. Road in human waste over here. The driver recorded this whole deluge. You know, in Russia, they use video cameras like crazy and their dash cams and such. And this poor guy was just minding his own business when all of a sudden, the sewage truck blew up. And he thought he was clear. He was going to video and get it on Instagram and Twitter and show the world. But boy, he got pooped on pretty bad. That was the sewage incident in Russia.
It's
no bueno.
Almost like, remember Back to the Future when Biff Tannen got the big truck of poop on him?
Exactly like that. So there you have it, your weird news with the sewage truck bursting.
All right, that's going to do it for Wrench Nation. Remember, Wrench Nation on Facebook and Twitter, WrenchNation.tv. You can check out all the videos on YouTube. Frank, another awesome show. Thanks for being here today.
Awesome. We'll catch you guys next time. Wrench Nation, Wednesday at 4 o'clock. You guys rock.